Usually,
lightning, lightning.
An author comes out with a book. So very often the sequel isn't as good as the first one. And the third one for sure is just writing to make money.
But in the
Jewish world, which was awesome, and Shmos. And now we start by Ikra, another masterpiece.
Yeah,
huh?
but
okay.
But Bereishis was the bestseller. I think Christians kept that part, no?
The fifth is basically.
Okay, guys, so.
Okay.
So now on your feet here.
Can you at least do it with a Russian accent?
Tough Reish Lamed Hey. Tough Reish Lamed Hey. So we have. In the beginning of the parasha, second pasuk of Sefer Vayikra, Dar b'nei Yisrael v'amar tam Adam ki yakriv mikem korban l'Hashem, a person who will be makriv from you, and Adam, a person who's makriv mikem korban l'Hashem, so then he should be makriv min a behema, min a bakar, min a tzon, takrivas korban cham. Okay, now Rashi says, what's Adam? What do you mean Adam ki yakriv? Lama Nemar, why say Adam, Rashi says? I guess it could have said Ish or some other Lashon. Lama Nemar Adam. Ma Adam Rishon Lihikriv HaGezel. Right? Certainly Adam Rishon wasn't Makriv Gezel. Af Haya Shakol Ishala. Adam Rishon owned everything, so certainly Adam Rishon wasn't being Makriv Gezel. Af Atem Lo Tekriv HaGezel. So too you should be Makriv Gezel. So again, what's the Pasuk telling you? Adam Ki Yakriv Mikem Korban Lashem. And Adam wasn't being Makriv Gezel. Man, Adam Rishon couldn't have been Makriv Gezel. Why couldn't Adam Rishon not be Makriv Gezel? Because Adam Rishon had everything, so therefore you shouldn't also be Makriv Gezel. So mice, it's a bit of a strange drushy here. I mean, that's all there is here. It's just the whole reason we're just saying Adam is for, it's just like a Hechitimta, or it's like a remez that Adam didn't steal. Right? Adam
didn't steal.
Right, that's exactly what it's saying. There's no one to steal from because he owned everything. Therefore, he didn't steal with his korbanos that he brought. So he also don't be stolen. So, right. So the horror is a little bit obvious because I guess it's different because much deeper than that. That's all we're telling you just by saying Adam. Just Adam ki yakriv. Adam should be makriv. Adam didn't steal. You don't steal. We're using the big image of Adam Rishon just to show us.
Demonstrate.
Just to demonstrate that you shouldn't steal with korbanos. It's a little odd. So we're gonna try to give a little more time to it. Also, could you hear in the word Adam ki yakriv mikem, when a person is makriv from you, right? Mm-hmm. Among you. So what's that mikem? What's Adam ki yakriv mikem? When a person is makriv from you, what's the mikem? I'm asking rhetorically. Alex is about to answer. Mm-hmm. Right, we can say another pshatim later. And the whole Shabbos, you have 36 hours, 48 hours, right, Adam? We don't have a lot of time. Adam Kiyakim Mikem, can we hear a little bit like Adam Kiyakim Mikem means something about some Shaykhas the Klal Yisrael in the Korban. Adam is an individual being Makriv, his own business, but there's some Epis Klal Yisrael something in there. And if we can hear that and make that step, so then we have to contrast Adam. Adam is Adam Arishon. Adam Kiyakim is Adam Arishon. The Mikem is.
Adam Mikem from, is one of them.
Is from Klal Yisrael. So that's what we're going to. That's what we need to get into. He's going to say some very major yisodas here. So, and that you can imagine where we start. And I certainly didn't add this for its visual effect. All right. Okay. Perish Rashi. Adam lama nemar. Adam adam legerman agezel. He adam. So says the svasemus. He adam makriv nefesh behema. A person is makriv the nefesh behema. Who miskaperlo. Right. What are korbanos all about? A person takes the nefesh of the animal, right, and is makriv of the nefesh of the animal, life force, right, of the animal, and he gains kapara. Umatam, says the Svasemus, matam yem chupar b'nefesh ha-behema. Why do I sacrifice an animal and get kapara through its nefesh? What's the shaykhus between me and its nefesh, right? Maybe I should burn the table down, right? That would be a way. Well, I take the korban, I shecht it, and now, through that, I get kapara. What's the shaykhus between me and the korban b'chlal? Right? That's the question. Rak mitzad. So now he explains. Rak mitzad she'adam mamshechiyas l'chol abaya l'chayim. Because through Adam is mamshechiyas. Through him comes life to all bali chayim, to all live things. Shulam alamihem, because he's above them. K'mamar, as it says, kol shosa tachas raglav. Hashem placed everything tachas raglav. Givaldi. So first off, what's the first point? That itself, it's Kedai, we're getting into, jumping right into Vayikra, which is all about Korbanos. What's all you saw to the Korban? What's the shaykh between me and the Behema? I'm getting Kapara through the Korban. I'm bringing Doron through the Korban. I'm doing things through the Korban. My level is else. So the point is, because Adam is the Sharish where to all living things, as much as the Sharish between all living things, so it's really here because of me, and it's shaykh to me, it pertains to me, and it's something which is under my realm, and therefore through it, I get Kapara. Right, so again, it's not a full Hezber yet, so this will understand exactly, but it's understood just like we understand like a child that thought of a mashal. Brakar Dabum, we know that a child brings chuyot to the father. Well, why does a child bring chuyot to the father? So on one level, for sure, it's that since the father's chinuch is apparent in the child, and therefore he's the father, it's like the ripple effect of the father. You taught your kid to learn, or you taught your Talmud to learn, now your Talmud's doing it, and he gets all those chuyot. That's an understandable level. But there's definitely another level to it. We don't say that someone who had no shaykhus to his father, or someone whose father went away, or something, someone whose father was an unsavory individual or something, or didn't teach his child, for whatever reason would be, you don't say Kaddish for him. You don't say such a thing, right? We know the child brings chuyot on another level, not just on that logical kivun, right? So that means there's some, when there's a shaykhus between two things, when there's some connection between two things, so then somehow in that system, so then that part can bring kapara to the other part. In a similar way, also, like the Ramchal talked to the Derech Hashem about the tzaddiki ador can bring kapara for the door. You know, others took that idea and did the wrong thing with it, and therefore we forgot it. But that is an idea that tzaddikim are mechaper for the door, for definitely. Tzaddikim are definitely, and the big tzaddikim, the Derech Hashem says, can be mechaper on doris and whole mahalchim of years and years and years, which developed. But the Chavetz Chaim had a son-in-law, Reb Leib. Reb Leib was massive. He died young. And his wife was very crushed, Chavetz Chaim's daughter. And Chavetz Chaim said he should know that there was a gzeir on a third of Klal Yisrael, and his death was mechaper for that. There was a gzeir on a third of Klal Yisrael, and his death brought, was mechaper on it. So there's some shaykhus between that tzaddikim and the generation. That's by Agav, that's also, you know, and the more one has shaykhus to tzaddikim, so he gets pulled along in a certain way with them. And Chalil al-Abbech, the more someone has shaykhus with Rishayim, just friends with Rishayim, you know, why not? You know, it's just a lot of fun to be friendly with these guys. They're interesting, they have a lot going on, a lot of money flying around over there. I make myself friendly with them, so there's problems with them. We're not talking about someone who does it with Tzara Smith. It's not someone who wants to be friends with Rishayim, with Tzara being friends, and you're in a system, you're in a bad system, let's say like that. And you're friends with Tzaddikim, you're in a good system. That's why the more shaykhus you have to Tzaddikim is better, and they pull you along in a certain way. Anyway. So that's how I understand a little bit. I'm just giving a feel for the thing. That's what he's saying. So why, the question was, how do I get kapara through the korbanos? Only because the Adam is the one who brings life to the animals, right? So as much as he's the one who brings life to the animals, and they're dependent on him, we're just adding. So now there's a connection between the man and the animals, and therefore the animals can work for him in a certain way.
What do you mean he brings life to them?
He does. That's what I mean.
Is it like they were created for him, or what do you mean?
They were created for him, but not just that actively. Adam is the chiyus, which is just like Shabbos gives life to the week, right? What does that mean? I don't know where it is, right? But every Shabbos is giving life to the week. So it's Tzion Michal Yopi. The Tzion brings sustenance to everything, and also Tzadikim brings sustenance to everything. It's in a different place. That's why we say Ala Tzadikim, and then say Vili Yushalayim. What's the connection between the tzaddikim and Yerushalayim? Because the tzaddikim, things come through them, it says, and the Yerushalayim, things come through it. So it means Hashem, the way he looks at the world is, there's like Adam, and then he's constantly giving life force to everything else, because Adam, if there'd be no Adam here, you know, they have these things like Discovery Channel, what's the world going to look like with no people in 2054? Mm-hmm. It would not be, it would just shrivel up, you understand? That might be nice for the TV, but it's not real. If without Adam, there's no, right? So it's what you're saying, that the world that they're there because of Adam, but it's also in an active relationship they're there. The Hashpah, the whole world is telling Hashpah. And Hashem giving Hashpah to the world all the time. Okay? My time yeah, Mahuber Benevah should be Rakmi Tacha Adam Mamshikhios the Khalabalakhaim. Shula Malamehem. He's above them. Ukamar call Shasa Takas, everything's underneath him. Ubavadai, this is awesome. Now we get to it. Ubavadai Adam Rishon Hu Amadaber Mashpia Chios Lebalikhaim. And of course, certainly Adam Rishon, he is the one who speaks, right? Speaking being the highest level of reality. And he gives over chiyus, life, to all living things keseder, that's chachm, which means domim tzomeach chayim adaber, right? Domim, still things like rocks, tzomeach is plants, chay are animals, medaber is human beings. Okay, good. Let's see. So what? We still get to the point. So now we learned something about korbanos. We learned something about korbanos work so far. V'chein b'chol dor b'dor. So does b'chol b'dor. Aval ha'adam prati. Now this is awesome. But if individual person, meaning so b'chol dor b'dor, the relationship between the animal kingdom and humanity is that the animal kingdom only gets a sustenance because of human beings, right? That's why the fish in the sea are still going, because of humanity. But when it comes to the Adam Aprati, of Adam Aprati, main of Madregas Medaber, but if he's not on the level of Medaber, meaning he's living an animal-like existence, right? And he can't, you know, right? His only difference between, him and the animal world is that, I don't know what it is, it's just because he, you know, happens to be intelligent. That's not a difference. And then they're doing what you do in Beteva, and we're doing what we do Beteva. They have a Teva, we have a Teva. That's the only difference, that we can speak and do more things Beteva. We have to be Medaber. We have to be Madrigas Medaber, as you all know. Although probably made him Madrigas Medaber, Kamoshi Matsini Yitush Kadmacha. What's Yitush Kadmacha? That's a reference to a Chazal. Adam Rishon came last. I believe it's a Gemara in Sanhedrin. Adam Rishon came last. The Gemara says, Im Zacha, he came last to show him, last in the Mice of Bracious. Im Zacha, it's all for you, man.
Yeah.
You came into the world, which is all prepared for you. And if he's not Zocha, then we say to him, a mosquito was before you. You know, so Choshev, even a mosquito was online, was created before you. So it's all depends. So if someone would Chalil be a Yitush Kadmecha person, Im Kein Nikra Gzela, unbelievable. It's Gzela Mashemevi Nevish Bali Chaim Leskabrapo. How do you take a poor little shepsel who's doing its tachlis, who's before you, even a mosquito is before you. So kol shekein, a lamb is before you. Kol shekein, a cow is before you. So how are you taking a cow, eating it, and being mocker of it? That's gzela. That is stealing. It's like, what's your business? What's the shaykhus between you and the animal? Unbelievable. So we're both saying, that is an unbelievable new omic in what Rashi's saying. Adam kiyak, what's it mean, Adam? Learning from Adam Rishon that didn't take Gazel. So on one level, just telling you Pashup Shah, don't bring korbanos from things that, from stealing, right? Don't bring korbanos from Gazel. Like Kipshuto Shirashi. But like we asked, that's I think where he's coming from. There's nothing more there. I mean, that's all it means. Just Adam Rishon is just a fancy Hechitim. Fancy, and Hechitim is the wrong way, but it's a fancy way to get to the point you can't be Gozel. There's no other way the Torah could have told us not to steal besides referring to Adam Rishon and using such a tremendous reference. Adam didn't steal, you don't steal. Adam didn't steal. Adam didn't steal. Shekol Shalom means Baomek. He's saying Adam didn't steal because he was the Medaber of the whole Bria, and therefore the Korbanos that he brought were such that he was fit to bring the Korban because it was all his, because he brought Chias to everything, and he gave life to the whole world. So of course he can bring the Korban. It's not Gezel to bring the Korban, and the Korban can work for him. But if you're on a lower level, that's what the Pasuk's telling you. Don't do this second level Gzela, not the hey. I'm going to use this stolen thing, go and steal it. Pasha's what Rashi's saying. Don't steal your friend's sheep. Right? But if it'll be Hefker, sheep, the Pasuk's not talking to you. Right? Don't steal your friend's sheep. Go to the desert and take a sheep or buy it. Svasem is saying, no, Rashi's being referring to something much deeper than that also. Don't be a goslin in your korbanos, meaning be a person who is fit and ro'oi to bring korbanos, like Adam Rishon was. Now it's beautiful. Adam Rishon is the greatest dugma we can think of. Who was the person who had more than anybody else the whole Bria under his hands? Not just because there was no competition back then yet. It was because he was Adam HaShalem. He was at Mitchila Solomatsofo. So the whole Bria was for him. The Malachim Masanam Lo Yayin, and they were Tolon Lo Basar. They were making bread and wine, and animals for him. Adam Rishon was everything. Adam Rishon was the whole picture, right? So of course he can bring korbanos, and they're not gezel because under him the animal world is under him. So be such a person who's also not gozel in your korbanos. Be a medaber, right? Be the person who's chashuv enough that your korbanos are not stealing. Now it's a whole omic to Rashi. Now Rashi's saying something. So again, the pashup shah and Rashi is still the pashup shah, but you can well hear that there's room to say this. As I emphasize again, because otherwise, that's the only way we could say don't steal. There's no, the posse tells you not to steal in korbanos, and this is the only way we got it across by saying Adam Rishon didn't steal because it happened all to be his. that this is an Omic Nifla. I just want to say something on the side. It's very interesting. It gives you a perspective. People talk about that, animals' rights. So what does Judaism hold about animals' rights? So you see in this Sfasemis, Judaism holds of animals' rights. You can't go around stam wantonly killing animals for no reason. Right? What's your, if you're a behemoth, you have no right to kill this animal, really. Now, I'm not talking in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch, you can do whatever you want, right? But that it might be like a getter of Noble versus a Torah or something like that, or, you know, the Ruach, let's call it like that. That's a safe word, right? But the Ruach of Yiddishkeit is that, at least the way he's saying it, is that not every person really can just go and take whatever they want from the physical world and kill animals and eat them and do whatever they want on a certain level, because the he's saying that it's a certain darg of gezel. He's talking about korbanus, but I don't know why it should be any different if you would eat it, right? It's stealing for me to use this animal as a korban. It's stealing for me to eat this animal, unless I'm a person who's on top of the animal through my actions and my chachm and my das, etc. And through that, that animal is only here because of me. So if the animal is only here because of me, then you can eat it and you can use it for korbanos, and even the korban will work with you. If the animal really happened to be before you, Maisa Breishis, and is more chashiv than you on a certain level, so what's your right to eat it? So you see, that's some animal, the animals, I would say like this, the animals do have rights, it's just they need a heter. Or whatever, if you could say, like, the animals have rights, but if we're on the Madrega, then they don't have rights, which is the right way to look at it, right? Of course, God forbid, if it's a question of human life or things like that, of course, that animal's subservient to humans, but that's an animal has a certain right. It's a beautiful sensitivity for how Judaism looks at animals. So I think that's what it says. You're called a Goslin. That's why I was calling you a Goslin. Okay, so now, so what happens now? That's a pretty depressing beginning to Vayikra. A person says, here I am, I did an Avera, the Shabbos B'Shogeg, other Averas, I need to bring Korbanos, I want to get out of it, you know? I'm messed up now. Right? The person says, until I bring, the Korban is supposed to help me do tshuva, but until I'm on a high Madrega, so for me to take the Korban is Gezel. I'm stuck. I'm stuck. So let's go on a little bit. So says the Rebbe, I will have Adam Aprati, we're going back to that line. I will Adam Aprati, Meinu Madregas Medaver, Kamosha Matzina Yitush Kad Machim, Kin Nikra Gzela! Mashi maybe Nefesh Baal Chaim, Lis Kabrabo. Raka Eitze? So what's your Eitze? What's the Eitze for that person who's not a Madrega? Levatel Atzmo L'Kla Yisrael. At least be part of the Jewish people. Ah, Levatel Atzmo, nullify. I've had that lesson many, very often in Sfasemis. It's a recurring theme in the Sfasemis. You remember, Daniel? Levata latzom, be levata yourself. Nullify yourself to the Jewish people. Kemoshe kasov, as it says, ki yakriv mikem, from you. From you. Okay? Now we'll put it into the pasuk in a second. But let's understand what this means for both sides. That means there's another way to get in, right? There's another way to get in. And this relates to what we've spoken about for the last 3-4 weeks on some level. That Klal Yisrael is great. They are holy. They are a klal, right? We are each individual only an adam prati. We're individuals, right? An individual only stands individual. The klal is something above the pratim, bigger than the pratim, more important than pratim, closer to Hashem than the pratim. Hashem's ikar ratzon is with the klal. The ikar idea, like the Derech Hashem says, also the ultimate in the end of days is one big klal. That is where it's at. This is why a person has to be a klal yisrael person. Now, my Rebbe says, Rav Leichter said that and when Rosh Hashanah comes, he wants to take off his frock, right, sit in the back, put on a tembel, kova tembel, you know, those Israeli tourist hats that have like no shape, just kind of like the rain slips off of them, yeah, an orange kova tembel, and say, anitam, I'm with them. The Rebbe Chana Basman, the great Rosh Yeshiva, did it, that was like they said that, yeah. The great Rav Elchanan Wasserman wouldn't take an aliyah. Even though it's born halachi, he should get an aliyah, but he wouldn't get an aliyah during Aseres Yimei Tshuva. I don't want to stand out. B'socha Amei Anochi Yosheves, because he understood, as great as he was, that the real place to be is in the klal. Yeah, that's where it's at. You understand? And now this is so important, just to put it in perspective. When we do for the klal, and when we do Tzarchi Tzibur, so we look at it like we are doing a big favor, right? We're doing a big thing. We're mad. Eshetar, why should you tell me to be a Klal Yisrael person? I'm from now. Time to sell insurance. Build a picket fence. Leave me alone. Off my back. Get off my back. Leave me alone. That's it. You did my job. what we don't have, right? I'm not saying I have to go into Kirib per se, that's not the point. The point is a yachas to life. My yachas to life is I am a member of an awesome group. It is the biggest chus in the world. It is the biggest thing I can do to give to this tzibur. I'll give you a mashal. It's like someone is sick all winter. Someone tells you, you know, there's a great spa in the Dead Sea. And go there. They have excellent mud baths and saunas and jacuzzis. And they'll salt bath. They'll fix you up, right? So someone gets there. He's had 5 months of not feeling well. He gets to the spa, you know. And they say afterwards, listen, pay a little money. You know, it's $60 a day. You're here for 4 days. Give us $240. You know, you should pay me. What'd you do for me? Well, the whole yachas is wrong. Our whole yachas is wrong. We're zoche. We're lucky to be able to do for Klal Yisrael, right? We're lucky to be part of the Jewish people. And the mashal is much bigger. Just like you understand, you have to pay the spa, right? Mechi tesi, you don't have to pay the spa. You're getting from the spa. We're getting from the Klal Yisrael. When we give to Klal Yisrael, it means that we're more part of Klal Yisrael. More part of Klal Yisrael means we're part of something which is kai v'chai la'olam. Just like a lahavdil, a person wants to be part of a winning sports team, right? That means a person somewhere wants to lose his individuality in some winning thing. You are part of the biggest winning team in history. An eternal nation, which always will be, as an eternal covenant with the Rono Shalom, and that's where Hashem's Iker Ratzon is, and that's where the Iker life is, and that's where everything's happening, right? You don't want to be part of that? You don't want to give to that? You have a problem. It's just the wrong perspective. Again, I'm not talking about going to Kirib or not, and how much a person learns and all those. There's a lot of shilas that a person. But everything that we do has to somehow. It's not learning against Kirib. My learning is also part of the learning of Klal Yisrael. Our whole yachas and our whole mabad as being an adam prati is skewered and not Jewish. The Jewish people always understood that they're part of the Jewish people and they're part of something which is bigger than the individual self. And it's a schus. To be part of something which is bigger. So here I say the same thing, that Adam, I am not the Adam, I'm not Adam Arishon, and I'm not that person who's such a medaber, and I'm chote, and I have problems, and I have issues, and therefore I can't even really bring a korban. No, mikem. But if you're mevatel yourself to Klal Yisrael, if you get out of your individualistic box a little bit, that will give you a makom schus to have another derech to get to bring korbanos. So because as you the Adam Prati. You, the Adam Prati, have no shaychus to this korban. But you, the member of Klal Yisrael, Klal Yisrael can shecht all the korbanos in the world. Klal Yisrael can shecht and shecht until there's no tomorrow. Klal Yisrael can shecht till they're blue in the face. Till the blood in the base of Mikdash is up to their thighs and up to their neck. Keep going, Klal Yisrael, because the Jewish people, the whole world is under the Jewish people. I'm with them. Me, myself, I don't stand. I have nothing to get to this korban. I'm not Mechayah this korban, but I'm a member of them. They're Mechayah the korbanos. They're Mechayah the behemoth. And therefore I was shy to them. So now look at the pasuk. So look what a Tosefus or there is in the pasuk. You start the pasuk again. Pashup Shah. We was at the Adam Kiyakri Mikem Korban Chum. What's the Mikem from amongst you? I'll read the translation. What's it say? When a man amongst you brings an offering. Okay. And now we know man means when a man brings from you brings an offering. And what's the idea? What's the man? Man means don't bring Gezel. Why Adam Rishon is an example of Gezel? I don't know. What's it telling you from you? What's the idea from you? I don't know what the idea is from you. I don't know. So now watch what it is. Adam means what? Adam is one madriga of bringing korbanos. Adam is the ultimate not maybe minegzela because he himself is mechayek kol advarim and therefore they have a shaychus to him. He makes them alive. He has a schus to take from them and they work for him. And don't be a goslin in your korbanos. What does it mean? Not just don't steal from your friend's ranch. Don't take the animal from the midbar either if you're not on the madriga. Because you're not an Adam, and therefore it will be called Gzela for you to take from it. It's a higher level, a deeper level. It's a deeper level Gzela for you to take that korban. Because what shaykhs do you have to walk around and strut and beat up on the animal world? Yitush kadmecha. The mosquitoes before you. Kol shekein the lamb. What are you killing Shepselach for? What's the second derech though? Mikem. That's Adam. Adam ki yakriv. One mahalach is Adam Kiyakriv. Mikem is a whole other mahalach of Shaychus to the Korbanis. You're not an Adam, but at least you can be Mikem. You can be from them. If in your Korban, my Derech, as I know I'm Batal Tekayas, so I'm doing this mitzvah and I'm nullifying myself to the Jewish people. It should be for the Jewish people. I'm thinking about the Jewish people. All my actions are Mechuvah to the Jewish people. I'm a nothing, but I want it to be good for the Jews. Now you have another Derech in Korban. So Hamamish lights up the pasuk b'tzur nifla. It's two drachim of shaychus to the korban, two ways the korbanus can work for us, right? And like I said, that's, we have time to go further. We had another shtickel to do, but also what everybody should take out is that's the point. You have to misbonin in that and think about it. I'm talking to myself also. You have to chop that, you know. You have to chop that this tefisa of just being individuals is absolutely anti-Jewish, and it's absolutely wrong. It's krum, and it's just totally off the whole way through because we don't appreciate. It's like if you saw this, there's a kfutz of people who are making millions of dollars, billions of dollars, billionaires, each one of them, you know. The next what's up. The next ways, a guy, this group right over here, here they are, you know what I mean? We're all Vayner, you see it? These guys are the next billion. Look at them, look at Leib. So you got billionaires. Like, these are the next billionaires. They're there, right? And they say to you, you know what, Vayner? Yeah? You're going to get in the company for, you have to only give $50. You have to give homish to be part of this group. And they're going to take your money and do everything. Look at him, look at that. He knows how to spend money. And you're going to be part. You say, no, I'm going to give $50? I'm going to give $50? It's my $50. So you run outside, what? And you can sell Guidelines books downstairs with Josh, yeah? Where is he? Right? Oh, I'm going to sell Guidelines books. I'm not gonna be with these guys. I'm going to sell Guidelines, make 5 shekels a book. Who knows where I'm going to get to, yeah? And you'll be puttering around in your Guidelines stand in 10 years. And these guys are making $1 billion. And we'll look back and say, you're a tatipesh. You're a fool. You could have been part of the dream team. The next billionaires because of your, but what is it? Because no, I don't see it. I just live in my own little world. Here's my $50. I can invest it and make 75 first year and 100 the next year and 150 the next year and in 10 years $11,000. You know what I mean? Because I'm living in my little world. But you could have been part of excellence. You could have been part of greatness. So that's how it has to be. We're both like, it's the biggest chus we have to be part of the Jewish people, to be shy to the other mikiyakri mikem that episode we're allowed to be mevatel ourselves, that we're allowed to give to the tzibur. You know, and then I'll get up and clean up some svarim for the tzibur. Why should I do anything for the tzibur? Let him. It's not for that guy. It's for the tzibur. The tzibur. I'm part of a minion. I come to a minion. Everything we can give and everything we can do, it's the biggest chus in the world that the Ribbono Shel Olam gives us the opportunity to be part of the billionaire dream team called the Jewish people. Okay, Shabbat Shalom.
Wow.